Hello, welcome to class. You're late. Welcome to Angel's Advocate. My name is Madeline. I will be your host today. This is my very first podcast. Not sure if you could tell based off on the, you know, audio and the fact that I'm not going to edit anything. So, yeah, that could be a jump scare for some. So I'm so sorry about that. I don't know how to edit the background noises or the lip smacks. So, yeah, if anybody wants to teach me, my DMs are open, you know what I'm saying, but let's just get into it. This is the year 2024. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. Can I say that word? I don't know. Should I re-record? No, we gotta keep going. Sorry. You know, this is how we learn, okay? Anyway, welcome, like I said, to Angel's Advocate. It's a play on words for Devil's Advocate. Don't really like that version. I think people who play Devil's Advocate are annoying to me. To me. Okay. If you're that type of person, go for it. Hey, just don't talk to me. And that's it. In this podcast, I'm basically just going to talk about whatever's on my mind. And there's a lot on my mind. Okay. I'm a Gemini. This is going to go all over the place. And because I'm not editing, it can get messy. So yeah, that is just warning, you know, trigger warning. But yeah, so basically what's been on my mind, yeah, quantum jumping. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you guys have heard of it, but it's been, I think ever since the pandemic, a lot of people have been really into quantum jumping, and I think it's due to, it's just like another way, another form of escapism, if you will. Yeah. And I'm not judging. I think everyone has their own version of escapism, whether that be drugs, alcohol, sex. Those are maybe like, can be seen as negative forms of escapism. Some people like to read books and get lost in that little fantasy land, you know? Some people love to doom scroll, okay? The list goes on, really. Pretty much anything that you do to an excessive amount is, you're escaping something, okay? But I think in moderation, I think quantum jumping gets a bad rep, okay? I have this guilty pleasure of when I do doom scroll, okay? I'm not perfect. I know you guys do it too, okay? So everyone escapes in one way or another, all right? You're not better than me. So as I was saying, my guilty pleasure is like getting into the side of Instagram and TikTok where people are talking about like flat earth or like elves and fairies and dragons, like the woo-woo stuff, you know, certain theories. I love that shit. Where is it coming from? I want to know the source. I just love it, okay? But that's how I found out about this quantum jumping. I wanted to get to the source, and I learned about this guy named Neville Goddard. So he's like a famous writer. I think he's American. He's a mystic. He's a lot of things, you know? And so I looked into him. He pretty much believes that you can control your life. And it sounds simple. Of course you can control your life. Why wouldn't you be able to? But sometimes people like to say, you know, because of my trauma, because of this circumstance, because I'm in this situation right now, I can't really do this or that, la la la, whatever. I like how he pretty much says that's not fucking true, you know? I think that humans at their core are fearful. I think that if you never want to better yourself or learn more about yourself, you kind of stay in this like monkey mind state where you just like consume anything. And you're like, I guess this is real. This is my life. This is my cave, the allegory of the cave. This is my reality. But it's time to step out of that cave, guys. Okay? Oh, there's something that like Kamala Harris said, and it's like a joke. It's a meme where she's like, you are the whatever. She says something like, you didn't just fall out of a coconut tree. If you guys know what I'm talking about, just let me know. Okay, I'm not being crazy. She said something like that, but she's right. You are the embodiment of your surroundings, like the people you surround yourself with, the culture you grew up in, etc. Everyone knows this. Some people don't. But anyway, that being said, you can break out of that. I don't think in this life you're stuck or stagnant. And I think that's what Jesus and other enlightened masters through other various texts, not just Christianity, have taught us, you know? You can access this in your mind, and that's kind of what Neville Goddard is saying. And he even, like, quotes the Bible at some point saying, like, if you believe in God, oops, my bad. If you believe in God, or those who believe in God, like, anything is possible. And if you believe that God can be accessed through your mind, then pretty much anything that you think is possible because you have faith in God, right? So anyway, I put it to the test. I've been like listening to his audiobooks and kind of getting into like revision. I don't know. It's called like revision something. Anyway, you basically like rewrite the past because that can hold some people back. Like making excuses and be like, oh, my trauma and this and that, or I'm still healing. Honestly, in my opinion, okay, this is my opinion, you can decide when to stop healing. I'm healed, to me. There's nothing else to learn about myself. I mean, hold the one. You will continue to learn about yourself until the day you die, because everyone changes. I feel like I've died and been reborn at least 5 times this year, and we're in May. So yeah, once a month. Maybe that's like normal for women because it's like the moon cycle. It's like every... Anyway, that's the thing, okay? We'll get into that another day, but basically what I'm saying is you can control your reality. 100%. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do these days. Or, yeah, like for example, this podcast... I don't know how to make a podcast. I just felt like doing it one day. So let me just go with my gut and see where that takes me. I really don't care if I have no listeners, to be honest. If you're listening, hello, love ya. You're so patient. But yeah, I think everyone should just do what they feel like doing in the moment. And I think that we live in a world where people are overworked and undercompensated for their time, and it, you know, things are happening in our world right now that are scary. So that being said, I think it's not bad or selfish to want to find time to create. I think that's the whole reason why we are even put on this earth, is to create and make connections with people. Because through what you create, you can be helping someone and making connections, and vice versa. What you have to offer in this world, while you may not think it's much, it's nothing. Even your very presence, you're like, I have nothing to give. That could be like priceless, like worth millions to someone. And you can meet someone who gives you that feeling like, wow, this person really cares about me. I love the advice they give me, whatever it is. They always help me find jobs, like whatever. Very supportive. That is probably like nothing to that person. That's like pennies. Because they're so abundant. When you're so abundant, whatever you give out is nothing. You can share with the whole world. So I'm just saying, guys, let's just get out of our caves. And I'm mostly speaking to myself. I think, isn't that the reason why we do anything? Is like we're speaking to our younger self, especially when we create. At least for me. But yeah, stop hiding. There is someone out there that needs to hear whatever it is you have to say, even if it's like crazy. But yeah, that's been what's on my mind these days. Been watching a lot of movies that kind of correlate with that as well. For example, Cinderella with Brandy and Whitney Houston. Guys, that movie is a gem. Why is the soundtrack not on Spotify? I need us to make like, what is it called? A list, and we write names and like give it to the head of Spotify. Like, please put Cinderella, the Rodgers and Hammerstein one from the 90s. Put that shit on Spotify. I need it. Anyway, a lot of the songs, like if you look at the lyrics, have to do with this. Like, she quantum jumped, if you think about it. She was alone in her own little corner and she said, in my own little corner, actually, I'm an heiress and I wear the best silks and I'm the queen of this and I'm this and that. Like, she was already telling herself that she was a queen, you know? And look who she married, the prince. It happens to people every day. And actually, that's in another song. Things are happening every day. It's possible for a young, what is it? It's possible for a young country bumpkin to get married to a prince. Look, I don't remember the lyrics, okay? It says something like that. Whitney Houston says that, okay? Look it up. But anyway, if Whitney Houston says that anything is possible and things are happening every day, you best believe I'm gonna stick with that. The world, this world, this matrix, whatever you want to call it, speaks to us in so many different ways, okay? If you start to notice like, oh my God, I can, like, here's proof and there's proof. Like, look at this Jim Carrey interview where he's talking about how he wrote himself a check and how he manifested his whole stardom. You know? Things happen every day to people, guys. I want you guys to think better for yourself, okay? Don't think so small, okay? Have a high self-concept. Nothing ever hurts from that. Look at Kanye. Maybe he knows too much and people want him to shut the fuck up. Hey, I don't know. This is the angel's advocate. But anyway, that's all I really have to say. Thanks so much for listening. Love ya. If you guys have any thoughts or requests of what I should talk about next, let me know. I'm going to post this in my Instagram story. You can follow me at _fleurlune, like flower moon, but in French. And yeah, I'm thinking of also getting some guests so we can, you know, riff off each other and stuff. So yeah, if you're interested in being a guest, hit me up. And that's pretty much it, guys. Bye.